Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And here for at least another 7 minutes, maybe a little bit less, Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU and Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. Probably one of the more challenging jobs in the out there right now.
You know, it's really funny whenever the last couple of weeks I've traveled different places. You know, sometimes when you get on the plane, you just sit down and you kind of do your own thing, and that's fine. And then other times the person beside you gets really chatty. And I've had the chatty person the last couple of times. And they're like, oh, what do you do? What's the, you know, and I start describing it. And there's always this, like, eyebrow raise and like, oh, you know, and some variation of the comment of like, oh, you must be very busy, those kinds of things. I usually respond yes. It is quite the time to be doing this line of work.
I'm sure. And as we get closer to the, we got primaries August 7th, and then we'll have midterms coming up.
It's going to get to craziness. Well, you know, and this is a big part of it. And you know, for the listeners, I mean, this is, we were just talking about education, right? This is one of those moments where it's really important, especially local politics, right? National politics, and increasingly so, plays out in this kind of ideological space that is, it's impactful, but, you know, sometimes it's a little bit more abstract. Once you get down to state races, and especially to local, municipal, county, what have you, that's where politics gets, I think, both really interesting and it becomes something that is fundamentally a little different, right? It's really practical. It's really like, okay, what are we doing?
Tangible.
Yeah. It's like, are we gonna raise the tax rate for this? Are we gonna pay for these sidewalks? Right. These kinds of
things. Right. You're talking specific.
And you're cutting across some of those ideological lines that people might otherwise feel really interested to kind of fall back into. So I would encourage people to, especially leading up to the primary, to really take a look at, you know, what people's platforms are, what are they talking about, what are they saying, and you know, maybe getting out a little bit of the entrapment of just defaulting to, you know, to a particular person or even a party, but really thinking, you know, what is it that, you know, as a community, as a state, you know, as you know, regions, however you, and depending on what race you're talking about, how you want to think about it, that's a real thing. So I would just encourage us all to be a little bit better informed citizens.
Brady Bowman here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU and Assistant Director of the K-State Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. We have just about less than 4 minutes left, and we do have another phone call. Go ahead, caller, you're on In Focus.
What a wonderful, eloquent speaker. I wish we could get your expressions about restoring the infrastructure using the syntax on the medical and recreational marijuana to restore the finances to the state. Thank you.
Big issue that's talked about a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the kind of stuff that I think we frankly need to be having more conversations about, right? How do you balance the concerns about the health and welfare, right? You know, kind of referring to what often gets used as, quote, kind of the syntax, right? So cigarettes and tobacco, and now alluding to marijuana there, right? You know, where does that come into play in thinking about budgets, right? I mean, we have to create some space for those conversations, right? Not necessarily advocating for one thing over the other, but acknowledging how do we talk about the things that are in front of us right now?
And literally, I mean, let's go back to reality on this. Let's not act like, well, if we got marijuana in this state, then we could. It's here.
Well, yeah, right.
It's already here.
So I think that's where it becomes really helpful. How do you actually kind of create some space, have some process that allows for that conversation to happen through legislators, whether there are things that are more popular, right, now, engaging more people. But I think that's a really important thing to do. That issue and many others, and it's getting at that kind of the practical politics, the local is really vital.
One thing I do want to just book in on that conversation we've been having all hour on the Axios report, looking at things for millennial generations, or at least that age bracket compared to 1977 to now. Opportunities for 30-year-old women have improved, and also a percentage of 25 to 29-year-old African-Americans and Hispanics with at least a bachelor's degree has increased even faster than white Americans since 1980. So there has been some positive changes for folks in the 25 to 34 age bracket since 1977 to now.
Yeah. So. Yeah, right. And right.
Good with the bad.
Yeah, right. And so like most things, right, there's nuance and there's an importance to acknowledge that complexity. And so part of the work that I do is helping people wade into that complexity a little bit. And I think that's a really vital thing. And so whether you're doing it individually or in conversation with others, utilize the resources that you have, and try to reach out and look at sources of information that can give you some objective perspectives, instead of, you know, falling into the trap of kind of the bubbles, the reinforcement of certain views, regardless of what your view is.
Find that balance. Dr. Timothy Schaefer, the Assistant Professor of Communication Studies at KSU and Assistant Director at the KC Institute for Civil Discourse and Democracy. Thanks so much. Always glad having you on.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Till next time. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. See you tomorrow.
By the way, advanced voting continues today through noon Monday. Next week. It's 10 a.m. at KMAC. Good morning.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC.